Grandpa's Letters, March 31st, 1942. Dearest Mom and Dad, just a few lines this evening before I turn in. Had a pretty good liberty in town today. I did some shopping for Dad's birthday present. It was a tough job, but I finally decided what to get. I'll let it be a surprise. It will take a few weeks to get home. I hope you like it, Dad. It's not very much, but you know the gift is merely a symbol of a deeper feeling and thought. Many more happy birthdays have been wished for you. May they be under happier circumstances. I also saw a fairly good movie in the afternoon. Not much to a liberty, but just to get ashore for a day is a pleasant change. Your letter of March 22nd is at hand. Thank Bob and Jeanette for the pictures they gave you. They were rather expensive. I must thank you for the nice gift of Roy Tan cigars and salted nuts. I have a good supply of tobacco and cigars now. I still have a few red dots left from before. You didn't mention sending the box, folks. It was a nice surprise. Thanks a million. But don't send the gifts too fast. I don't get a chance to finish them before another arrives. Incidentally, I cannot think of anything I could use for a birthday present now. I will think more about it and let you know. I didn't see any Easter cards in town today, so I will use this letter as an Easter greeting also. May you all enjoy a happy and pleasant Easter day. In fact, I hope every day you are in good spirits and as contented as possible. Even though I miss you all so much, I try to make every day as pleasant as can be. This letter leaves me in good health and high spirits. I hope you can say the same at home. I'm about out of chatter, so I'll close for this time. Until soon, your loving son, Elmer Luckett.